the grave spoiled. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plagues. O grave, I will be your destruction. Hosea 13, verse 14. Christian, the grave is lit with Emmanuel's love. The darkest of all clouds, that which rests over the land of Hades, has the brightest rainbow in it. These gloomy portals are not to hold your loved and lost ones forever. The land of forgetfulness, where your buried treasures lie, is not a winter of unbroken darkness and desolation. A glorious springtime of revival is promised, when the mortal shall put on immortality, and the corruptible shall be clothed with incorruption. The resurrection of the body, it is the climax of the work of Jesus, its culminating glory. Paul represents a longing church as waiting for the adoption, the redemption of the body. It was the preeminent theme of his preaching. He preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. It was the loved article in his creed which engrossed his holiest aspirations, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. It was the grand solace he addressed to other mourners. It is not when speaking of the immediate bliss of the departed spirit at the hour of death, but it is when dwelling on the last trump, the dead rising incorruptible and caught up in their resurrection bodies to meet the Lord, that he says, "Therefore, comfort one another with these words." Blessed day, the dawn of the Sabbatic morn, the jubilee of a triumphant church. Christian mourner, go not to the grave to weep there. Every particle of that moldering dust is redeemed by the oblation of Calvary, and the great abolisher of death is only awaiting the ingathering of the elect to give the commission to his archangels regarding all his saints, which he gave of old regarding one. Loose him and let him go. And who can paint the glory of these resurrection bodies, reunited to their companion spirits, fashioned like their Lord's? Every sense, every faculty, purified, sublimated, overflowing with holiness, emulous with ardor in his service, eager to execute his will, retaining, it may be, the personal identities of earth, the old features worn in the nether valley. The Lamb, in the midst of the throne, leading them and feeding them, climbing along with them, steep by steep, in the path of life, and saying at each ascending step in the endless progression, "I will show you greater things than these." Meanwhile, he has himself risen as the pledge of this resurrection of all his people. The great sheaf has been waved before the throne as the pledge of the mighty harvest. Christ, the first fruits, afterwards those who are Christ's at his coming. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection.